Hello, everybody. I'm wishing a happy Eid al-Adha to all Muslims. Forgive me, I mispronounce it. It may not surprise you to know that I'm not a native speaker of Arabic, so began 2 days ago on the 27th of May, a 4 day festival. So perhaps I should have done it right at the beginning at dawn that day, ideally with a sacrifice of an animal like a cow or a sheep, something like that. Obviously, definitely not a pig, because that is haram. And because obviously some of my viewers are not Muslims and wouldn't know this. So it's the sacrifice festival, as in the animal sacrificed. It's calling to mind when Ibrahim almost had to sacrifice his only son Ishmael, or Ismail, there's something called him in English, who's meant to be the ancestor of the Arabs, which is why Arabs used to be known as Ishmaelites in the Western world, even into the 19th century. Goodness, what else? Is it also the time of the Hajj, the official pilgrimage to Mecca, the holy city of Islam, where the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, received the message of Islam, and where the Kaaba is, and the meteorite, which is the holy of holy for Muslims, and obviously non-Muslims are not permitted to enter the city. And yeah, so that's it. So it's the most important festival in the Islamic calendar at the close of the Islamic year. And that the pilgrimage will also be stoning the devil at this time, rejecting his empty promises. What else goes on? Exchanging gifts, wishing each other Eid Mubarak, as in like a blessed Eid. That's it. So, and then the date's not absolutely set, isn't it? The sighting of the new moon in Mecca or something like that. So you're not quite sure is it which one it is. And obviously, Islamic calendar is not the same as the Gregorian calendar. It's slightly shorter, so it's not. According to Gregorian, it wouldn't always be 27th of May. It could be earlier in May, it could be in June. And I think it falls back generally, doesn't it? Because the year is shorter. So it's a lunar year, not a solar year. So that's it. People will be celebrating and giving each other presents. And if they sacrifice a beast, they would keep a third of the meat for themselves, give a third to their friends and family, and give a third to the needy. Some people can't afford to sacrifice an animal. That's it. Obviously, killed in the halal manner, cutting the throat with the blood still, the heart still beating to pump out the blood, and so on. Right. So that is it. People have a celebration, and even those who are not practicing Muslims might just view it as a party, in the way that those who are nominal Christians or sort of post-Christians often they celebrate Christmas just to have fun, not because they believe particularly in the religious message of it. So that's what a little I know about Eid al-Adha, and there's the other Eid, obviously. Earlier on, a few other religious festivals through the year. Okay, so thank you very much, everybody, and make sure you have a happy Eid. Goodbye.